Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Welcome to NBA Today, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook.
Coming up on NBA Today, the Grizz Dubs thriller. It lived up to the hype, ending in a way that we never would have guessed. That is coming up shortly. Plus, Dame Lillard, spicy, 60-piece, an efficient 60-piece performance at that. Vince Carter reacts to Dame passing him on a very special list. And LeBron's chase of Kareem, it continues. We'll take you on the court with his former teammates. Welcome to NBA Today, presented by DraftKings. The whole crew is here. Kendrick Perkins, Chinay Agumake, Richard Jefferson, all of us in studio. I'm Malika Andrews. And guess what, y'all?
What?
We got a new analyst debuting on our very show this afternoon. One of Richard and Perk's former teammates. Any guesses?
LeBron?
Drum roll, please. It is Tristan Thompson. Welcome.
Mr. Thompson.
Oh, and he's got the
I'm blind from the necklace.
Look at you.
RJ Lee's first.
Can I borrow that?
I usually don't get up, but look. What's up, bro?
It takes too long to get up.
It's
not too early.
Your seat, sir.
Thank you.
Are you ready?
I'm excited.
Where should we start today?
Golden State.
How about this? Yes, let's start in Golden State because it is Rivals Week right here on in the NBA. So we're going to start with the Grizzlies and the Warriors. Woo, this was a little bit interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know if we can call it a rivalry.
It is a rivalry.
Yet.
It is a rivalry.
Okay.
It is.
All right. A rivalry. You play each other in the postseason. You're one of the top teams. It's a rivalry.
Okay.
Steph Curry doing what he does. Hits a deep three there. About 3:30 left here. The Warriors headed the other direction. Jordan Poole streaming up the court. Steph saying, I'm open. Jordan goes all the way to the cup.
So was the rim. The rim was open. That's what Jordan Poole was looking at.
That was horrible transition defense, too.
Steph Curry, once again, Golden State's lead, building a little bit here. Memphis, defensive play. Look at this, though. Jordan Poole takes a deep three. Steph Curry behind him saying, hey, I'm right here, homie.
See, the play right before that, we didn't see the awful, awful turnover that happened. And then Steph got a little frustrated. We've seen this before, haven't we, Tristan?
We know about that mouthpiece.
We've seen it before, T-Side.
So Tristan, he throws the mouthpiece. He gets ejected. Let's pick it up. Down two for Memphis at this point. Ja Morant driving, gets it to go, Chinay.
I mean, this was back and forth late, but at the end of the day.
Woo, you got Klay Thompson.
You got Klay, baby.
Everything's going to be okay if you got Klay.
Big shots.
Big shots.
11 seconds here. Ja Morant going all the way. Dishes it out.
Great feed.
Tie game with 6 seconds left to go here. Final possession. Jordan Poole directing traffic a little bit here.
Got a young player. Got a young boy. Got a young boy.
Got him.
Second year.
Got to be in these spots, man, to understand it. Jordan Poole said that afterwards.
That would end up being the game winner. Jordan Poole gets it to go. But let's take a listen to Steph Curry on all that ensued.
Because, I remember in 2016 when I threw it and I hit somebody, like, that's a clear situation. But this one, I'm sure you just saw how hard I threw it, but it didn't go into the stands. It was kind of like a delayed reaction by whoever threw me out. I kind of blacked out. When I threw it, I was like, I'm not just going to throw it on the court. So I threw it pretty hard, but I didn't think it got into the stands or put anybody, you know, in danger. So maybe I didn't hit the floor too hard, but it is what it is.
All right, Richard, thoughts on the ejection?
Well, this is my thing. He was only trying to talk with his mouthpiece, and it's just kind of very difficult. So when he takes that out, you're talking about late in the game, it's just... This thing is terrible. This thing is
Bro, get out of here.
First of all, enough I would throw that at Perk 100% of the time. Pick it up. Pick it up. It's just sitting there with my mouth juices on it.
Ew. That, you are disgusting. Tristan, you have firsthand knowledge. You have firsthand knowledge of whatever it is that we just experienced that now is sitting in front of Chinee. Just walk us through that from your perspective.
Well, first, I hope that he didn't put the mouthpiece back in his mouth. You know, this is a family show. We make sure he cleaned his mouthpiece beforehand. But we've seen it before in the finals, and Perk, you're on the team. And
the mouthpiece is flying. Yes. This is the play that you're referring to.
I had to call it out. I had to make sure, because him out the game gives us a better chance to win, right, Perk?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So
same hat cut. So what now?
Wait, the fade with the fade.
So Perk, beyond the mouthpiece, we were watching this game together in studio. What stood out to you the most?
Yeah, 140 million, right? That's what Jordan Poole got paid this summer. $140 million. And so what you see is that what we've been talking about. When you get paid, he has a little bit more room to do things that he wasn't able to do over the past couple years. You have Steph Curry right in front of your face asking for the ball after he just hit some big shots. Who is your franchise guy, one of the best to ever play the game, asking for the ball, and you just fire up a three like, nah, I'm that dude, you're going to have to deal with it. So that's the frustration that kicked in. But look, here's another thing. You go to the Jordan Poole shot, right? The game-winning shot that he made. It was from Draymond Green. Draymond Green called the play, right? So now I'm looking at the trust, right? And that's what the Warriors needed. Like, they actually needed that. With Jordan Poole finishing, coming from Draymond Green, basically calling this play, no timeouts, here it is, right here for you. We're going to go to you. Here's the opportunity for you to make it up.
Yeah, and first and foremost, welcome, Tristan. People don't know, we go way back even further than you and Richard. The 2010 McDonald's All-American game.
Columbus, Ohio.
I won't show the glow-up is real. The glow-up is real. But it's great having you in studio. I think when we talk about this game, it's great when the Warriors, their offense works for themselves. That was a great play call to get that layup. But over the course of the game, if you look at the numbers, they've had 25 games of 30-plus assists. Mm. That's impressive. Mm. And then also, they cut a lot. They move a lot. I think Jordan Poole was an excellent decoy on that possession because he was like, hey, you guys, let's go. And in that moment, your defender's looking around. And then, bam, he cuts off because he knows the rim is open. They were 16 of 20 on cut plays, including that game-winning play. And so that's the Warriors' formula. It doesn't matter if Steph's out. We're going to still plug and play, and Jordan Poole has been a great replacement when he's in the game in circumstances when Steph's gone.
Absolutely. The Warriors get the win in this one. Let's reinstate Richard and get to the first game of our doubleheader last night.
Do we have to?
I thought I was done for the day.
Come on, Rich.
I thought I was done for the day.
The Philadelphia 76ers, they were hosting Ben Simmons and the Brooklyn Nets. The city of brotherly grudge. I don't know if it was any brotherly love between those two last night. Joel Embiid, at first he was questionable, but you know he wasn't going to miss this big of a matchup.
No, at the end of the day, like we talk about this, is a great matchup between two very good teams. Obviously, the Brooklyn Nets are a little shorthanded, but I don't think that there's like a rivalry between Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. Why? Because Joel Embiid is an MVP candidate. Simmons is trying to prove himself as a consistent rotational player currently where he's at. They're not, don't compare them. They are not the same.
Joel Embiid gets that friendly roll. Kevin Durant,
we love
live tweeting the entire night. Ben Simmons, this is where he started to pick it up. When he hit that shot, that's where we started to see Ben Simmons start to find his rhythm.
Yeah, and look, I still will stand by that. Ben is coming off a back surgery. He hasn't played in a year. He's dealing with things. I don't think that we have seen the best version of Ben. I don't think this is who Ben is going to be for the rest of his career.
Oh,
but right now, going against James Harden and these boys, it's a problem. They're going to need more if the Brooklyn Nets are going to contend for a championship because Philly is locked. They are loaded. They are healthy.
The X factor was Tyrese Maxey. I mean, his ability, especially in the half court this time, but that play by Kyrie Irving, basketball is art.
Yes.
Look at the switch to the left. Joel Embiid, a candidate for Defensive Player of the Year, both in Offensive Player of the Year. That was my favorite finish of the night.
Tyrese Maxey, he had a team-high 27 points. Kyrie Irving finished with 30. I mean, just an impressive game all around. The Sixers, they go on to win 137-133. Let's take a listen to Joel Embiid, and this isn't what he posted on Twitter after the game.
I mean, like every single night, just freaking care whoever's in front of me. Just go. And my mentality is always about, you know, scoring. And if I get double, make the right pass. But if I get play one-on-one, I see an opportunity to go score, I'm going to go score.
First play, Ben's guarding Joel, and, you know, everyone, it was like, it was a party. You know, it was hilarious. Like, that's when I turned to our coach and said, this is the boxing crowd tonight. They want to see him drop the basketball, turn and duke it out, you know. But and they went at each other, which I think is fun and good.
All right, so that's 6 wins in a row for the Sixers, the longest active win streak in the NBA, but they've been hot for a while, right? Since December 9th, Philly is 19-4, also the best record in the league in that span. So everyone sitting here, you all have been a part of games where animosity is a piece of it, right? The rivalry is high. Tristan, for you, what is the extra motivation when you're playing in a game like that?
I think a game like this it sets the tone. You know, this is a potential playoff matchup, and I think especially for Ben and then the Nets, they want to go in and prove to the rest of the league that even though KD's out, you know, we're still a team. We're still competing at a high level. They've had some great road wins, especially the one against Utah. So I think it's setting the tone. I remember us, when we'd play Indiana or Atlanta, we'd come and put our best foot forward just to let them know in the back of their head that, you know, we could beat you in the regular season, we're going to beat you in the playoffs.
Mm. So you want to just make sure you're poking at people.
It's more of like you understand the big picture. And I think there's enough veterans on both those rosters. They understand the big picture. If we can compete, if we can beat you, especially for Philly, if we can't beat Brooklyn without KD and we're pretty close to full strength, that does not give us a good mental message. That does not send a good message to them. Right? And so you got to be able to compete regardless. But Philly, they came out, they did what they were supposed to, they got their home court because, like Tristan said, this is a potential playoff matchup. Mm. If either of these teams want to win a championship, there's a high probability that they will have to go through each other.
And I think it's also important to note that there has been a shift. When there's less physicality, it's less rivalries amongst teams. Meaning back in the day, the 90s or even the early 2000s, you had those team-oriented rivalries. Now, the rivalries tend to follow individuals, right? We follow LeBron James's career as of late, going, you know, from Cleveland to Miami and then going up against the Warriors and now the Lakers, not saying that there's a rivalry with the Lakers there just yet, but you have to think, you have to really acknowledge that this is more of a player-driven league, that there's a lot more fraternizing, there's a lot of more jerseys, but I do like that there's this mindset that Joel Embiid has, hey, you know, I'm going to play this game and I'm going to also make sure I show my best foot forward. And in a small way, Ben Simmons did that as well. Mm-hmm. It was not easy for him early on. In the first half, he was at the cup and then he was still passing shots out. Yep. Eventually, he took that step and was more aggressive. And guess what happened? His team followed suit. So it's okay if rivalries are individualized this year, or at least these recent years.
Yeah.
But I would like to see the team-oriented ones come back as well. Mm.
Yeah, I mean, look, the teams we played on, no one liked us and we didn't like them. When we go to the Celtics, the Thunder, we beef with everybody. It made the competition fun and they put a target on our back, which we embraced, right? Every night we went into the building. But talking about the game in particular, the Philadelphia 76ers, like, we keep talking about the Celtics and we talk about the Bucks, and rightfully so, but this team is well put together. Like, they have the pieces, they have the role players, they have the continuity. You could tell guys are playing, being stars in their roles. But let me dive into Ben Simmons.
Oh, my gracious, bro.
Let me dive into Ben Simmons real quick. If I'm the Brooklyn Nets, right, and the trade deadline is on the way, I might consider trading Ben Simmons. I might consider trading him for the simple fact that I'm watching the game late in the fourth quarter last night when it got close. He couldn't play. You couldn't put him on the floor. So with the development of Claxton, the way he's been balling out, you can't play those two together. You're playing. Stop, man.
Bro.
You're playing top. Relax.
We got to go.
Relax,
we
man.
Gotta, don't tell me to relax.
Relax.
We got to go to commercial
relax.
Break. We got to pay our bills. They got to pay our salary.
Wait, wasn't that Malika's whistle?
Yeah, I don't. Bro, like, honestly, though, I don't want it back. You did not wash that.
Like,
go ahead, Perk.
Though, like, seriously, like, Seth Curry, he's balling out. Claxton, you know, he's doing what he do. Okay, you're paying Ben Simmons top dollar to be what, a backup center when Kevin Durant get back? Mm. Like, realistically.
What was their record when Kevin Durant was playing and Ben Simmons was playing and Kyrie was playing?
He was coming off the bench, bro.
Like, that's where he might have to go.
Still coming off the bench. Okay, but you're paying them top dollar for like the next 3 years. All I'm saying is, I'm not saying do it. I'm saying you might want to consider it.
Well, in the first half, yeah, we didn't see a whole lot of Ben Simmons. In the third quarter, that's where the aggressiveness turned up. 4 or 5 from the field, 10 points. So we'll see how that shakes out.
Smell my cologne.
You please go burn that. Let's get Tristan a taller chair. And still ahead on NBA Today, LeBron is closer to Kareem and got Anthony Davis back. We're going to recap his win night. Plus, I mean, you guys have seen this, right? Lately, load management, it's taken on even more scrutiny. We know Richard and our panel, they have some strong thoughts. I promise you are not going to want to miss this. And it's Thursday. Vince Carter's on the show. So that means where are we going today?
The upper room.
Oh, that was
is that
better than that.
Upper room.
We'll work on it. Coming up next.
Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code PARLAY and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code PARLAY. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
NBA Today is presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA, and in part by the new Hulu original docuseries, The 1619 Project, now streaming only on Hulu.
Do you have what it takes to enter the upper room? Show me what you got.
Welcome to the upper room.
It's over. It's over.
All right, Vince. Tell the people, where are we going?
To the upper room, baby. Let's
go. We're going to the upper room.
I see you, Tristan, over there. Let's see what you got.
So, Tristan.
Way worse than mine.
Since this is your very first trip to the upper room, let's just recap how this goes. So,
what you say, Perk?
This isn't Perk's penthouse this week. This is the upper room. And how it works is we are going to nominate for Vince Carter a dunk that happened over the past week. And humbly, we give him this dunk for him to consider. And one, and only one, will be granted access to bottle service in the upper room. Tristan, are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm excited.
Vince, are you ready?
Free bottle service.
All right. Perk, get us started.
Hey, VC.
Ready.
VC, while you took off last week, guess who held you down?
Big Perk. Bro, what's up?
Big Perk held you down for the segment, and I held you down in great fashion. I'm going with Julius Randle. Check this out, VC. In traffic. You know what I'm saying?
Going right with the left?
I'm just saying, this ain't the norm for him. So when we see this, we got to applaud it. And you got to realize this, bro. I'm a regular. I spend money with you every single week. Plus, I held the spot down last week.
Quit begging.
And made you money.
Quit begging, bro.
All right. I mean, that was nice. That was fine. But let's take a trip to the Big Easy. I'm going next. Jackson Hayes. We're going a little out of the box because you expect this from someone like Zion Williamson. Mm. But Jackson Hayes, watch him here. Look out the way.
Yeah, he got bounced off.
Move. And you know what? When you get a reaction like that.
He cocked it back, too.
When you get a reaction like that from Zion?
Is that a Louis Vuitton jersey?
Yes, ma'am.
Where is that football jersey from?
Chargers.
So while Perk may be a regular and he's all cute with his, at this point, it is time for some new blood in the upper room. Richard, who you got?
Oh, look, you guys got the big fellas, obviously. I'm going to go with little guy. I like little guys. When little guys get the bounce, because, you know, I'm only 6'5". You know, so like I mess with the little guys out here. We got a little KCP action.
You're what? This one,
listen, don't get to the lies. All right, I'm 6'4" and a half. But watch the lob. Woo!
You're right.
Bring it back, 6'7". Bro.
I know.
Come on.
Hey, you don't. Hey, RJ, you could agree with me on this. You don't expect that from KCP either.
Hell
not like
no.
that.
I mean,
he can get you.
That's what we mean. That was it. You had a 6'10" power forward that dunked on nobody. That dunked on nobody. You want to hate on mine.
You don't go to University of Cash, not dunk.
Tristan, you've seen how it's done. Yeah. Do you feel ready to challenge us in the upper room?
Oh, I'm ready.
Okay,
I'm ready.
Let's get it.
BC, Vincent, I got a special one. This one I'm so excited about. This is a special one. Check this one out.
Oh, what? The old man?
Yes,
the old
Jefferson.
Man. What is, I know he's getting older.
No, wait a minute.
That was a foul. That was a foul.
That's undefeated.
Oh, that's the lower room. Wait, was that J.J. Redick?
Yeah, that was J.J.
It was a foul.
Oh, that was
cool.
You know, what's amazing? You know what's amazing? Is
that's
that they tried so hard to mess with me. They pulled clips from when I was either 17 or 37. In between those ranges, I'm fine. That's fine. I wish I would have got JJ, but I would have been able to, you know.
I like that. All right. Chanae, you want to bring up the caboose for us, please?
Okay, let's get
what
back.
What did Dante Jones say to you, though?
We have saved Vince best for last. I want to submit one by the name of Ann Edwards, because this one, it's not where you finish here. It's where you take off.
Oh, okay.
Where's the
video? So let's run the tape. Can we run the tape?
Oh.
Suspense.
Presentation.
Ah,
This is cheating.
Anthony Edwards? I mean, I feel like he's got to nominate his dunk.
Presentation.
Ann Edwards, you know what dunk Chanae's talking about?
Nah, I don't know which one she's talking about
this time. Then let's run the tape.
You had two.
He said this time.
Anthony, walk us through what you were thinking when you dunked this.
The first one, I was just like, I might as well try him because he all the way down the floor. Like, he was in a deep drop. So I just thought about taking off, and it actually worked.
And did you know that this was going to be the poster that it turned out to be?
Tell him, Ant, you can't jump when you're going backwards.
No.
Exactly.
And this is the second.
He can't jump when he's going backwards.
So nice. We got to see him twice. What about this second dunk, Ant?
I told one of his teammates I was going to catch him again because he's just jumping to have fun at this point. So I knew I was going to.
Oh, my Lord.
His teammates warned him.
I was going to say, did anyone warn him? What the heck, Ant?
The cable?
Oh, my goodness. Is this your favorite? Were those your favorite dunks so far of the year, Ant?
Ja Morant dunk was crazy.
Yeah.
The one Indiana, yeah, that one was pretty crazy.
Yeah, that was insane.
That was one of the best dunks I've seen, besides the one that Vince did. That was pretty good.
Yeah. You ever seen Blake Griffin dunk on Perk?
Yeah, I did see that.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Since we have Vince Carter, one of the kings of dunking with us, Vince, can you and Ant sort of walk through what each of you saw here with Ant's dunks?
LP just getting more and more.
Well, I'll go first. I know what I saw. You know, on the first one, like I said, I mean, anytime as a dunker, you see a big man backing up like that and on his heels, he either gonna get out of the way or try to jump. And you don't jump high enough if we get lift off first. He gets lift off first, now he wants to jump. That doesn't make sense.
No, that's bad.
And he's a poster. Look at that.
Oh.
Ant, what do you think of that assessment from Vince?
Boom, like, it's too late.
That's pretty much what I was thinking.
Yeah. What about this one, Vince?
And then right here, I mean, it's just like, I feel like he was like, man, here we go again. I have to make a play. But you can see he turns his body because he's like, I want to get out of the way.
Yep.
But I got to make it look like I'm there.
Yep.
And obviously, his teammate didn't deliver the message, buddy, trying to dunk on you again. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So there you go.
Exactly.
And before we find out who is headed to the upper room this week, What did Ant Edwards Jr. think of these dunks?
He was pretty excited, man. When I got home, he gave me a couple hugs. We went to sleep together last night, so I missed him.
Oh. Ant Edwards Jr., of course, the dog that you named after That's yourself. Right. Your son, though. I won't disrespect you like that. All right, Vince Carter, who's headed to the upper room this week?
Do we need to wait?
No,
go ahead.
Go ahead.
Can we put it on a full screen? Mr. Ant Edwards, welcome to the upper room.
Well deserved.
Let me do that again. Anthony Edwards, welcome to the upper room, baby.
There you go.
You deserve it. You deserve
Appreciate it.
Who are you dunking on next this season?
We got Memphis tomorrow, man, so hopefully I catch somebody.
All right.
Who you play next?
We got Memphis tomorrow.
Oh, man. Grizzlies on notice. Ant, thank you so much for stopping by.
Appreciate
NBA today.
My
birthday, her
thank
first
you,
win.
Ant.
We appreciate it. I mean, we know he's going to catch another body. Still ahead on NBA today. LeBron, he played with Big Perk. He played with Kristen.
He'll be on it again.
He played with Richard. They take it to our court to show how LeBron can score from anywhere. That's coming up next. Yes, you did.
Get your steps in.
We got action for you, though.
You're getting it.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
You're watching NBA Today, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook.
Welcome back to NBA Today. Anthony Davis back in action for the Lakers last night. We're picking this one up in the second quarter. AD for three.
Back
gets it
like
to go.
Got some.
Well, look, Anthony Davis being back on the floor, we understand
the importance.
It's been tough watching him have to go through these injuries and getting banged up. And even here, right here, this is not his fault. People want to say, look, he has been injury prone, but look, he lands on someone's foot.
Right.
Right, like that's something that it's like, dude, that could have been 6 to 8 more weeks. Everyone have been here.
A little bit of a scary moment in crypto.com, Chinee, but he would get up. He was okay. Let's pick this one up in the fourth quarter. The Lakers, again, trying to take the lead. Also, this was Rui Hachimura's first game.
It was, and you got good numbers from everyone, but I love how LeBron James, as of late, has been using his energy behind the arc. And look at that block.
He's saving energy shooting behind
him. That's smart.
Yeah. That's the AD we know right there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take one more look at that.
Extension.
I mean,
block.
This is what the Lakers were missing. Anthony Davis on the defensive end. The Lakers get the win, 113-104. You can see both LeBron and Anthony Davis sharing a moment with Greg Popovich. So here's the updated LeBron tracker, now just 158 points away from breaking Kareem's all-time scoring record. It's likely to happen in the next 5 or 6 games. That's based on LeBron's recent scoring surge. So today we're lucky.
By the way, I put my PTO in because I really want to go to that game. So I just, you know,
There you go.
Found out what PTO
well,
is.
We're lucky because we're joined by three of LeBron's former teammates. LeBron is inching closer and closer to Kareem here. But since the three of you are here, I have a little stat that's wild. Take a look at this. Out of LeBron's now more than 38,000 points, 9,866, they came while playing either with you three, Tristan, Perk, and Richard. That's over a fourth of his total points that's sharing the court with you guys, either against you guys We're playing with you guys.
I for sure caught 7,000 of
them. Yeah, 100%. We're going to show this pick and roll. Should we show this pick and roll about how you caught a lot of those bad boys?
I mean, since you guys know LeBron's game better than anyone, I feel like you guys got to break a couple things down for us. Richard.
Oh, Tristan, get up in that top of the screen. We're going to – what?
Do you need me to help?
Yeah, we're going to have you get up there. Okay. But we're going to show you the play first, and then we're going to break it down for you. Because one thing that Tristan knows in this pick and roll – we see the big fella.
Early drag action. Got to hold the screen. Got the two-on-one against Miles Turner.
That's exactly what got you 80 billion. Holding the screen.
Holding the screen. Watch. Set the screen. Hold it. Look, get that wagon out there. Stick it out a little bit. Make them have to nap. Yep. That's what it is. That's
get them in foul trouble.
Got to get them in foul trouble. Because we saw that with Anthony Edwards and those dunks. When a big is retreating and someone's going there, it's just not a pretty picture. That's why we've seen Perk on so many highlights. So we're going to break this down. We're going to be the shooters.
Okay.
We're going to be the shooters. So we're going
Perk, your Miles Turner.
Your Miles Turner.
Deep drop.
Yes. So now.
Am I handling?
Yeah. You're handling. So what your goal is, go ahead, T-Top.
Okay, so first thing, you got to set up your screen. Set the screen, you got to hold it. You come downhill. What we want is you to come down the hill to force a two-on-one. Okay. Attack Perk. He's Miles Turner. We want to drop him to foul trouble. So if you get in foul trouble, go to Thaddeus Young. Small ball. We live on the rim.
Yeah.
If they pull in with the shooters, you got RJ. Hopefully, you can make a three.
Yeah, you know, look, I've made a couple in my day. I'm not shooting right now.
The Gucci loafers aren't shooting.
But one of the things that's key, Tristan, and you did such an outstanding job of, is that there's some bigs that want to hit and roll and go lob threat.
Yeah.
There's some bigs that need to set the screen and hold. There's some bigs that will set a good screen and pop and force that. Tristan was a master at setting the screen, holding, letting Bron get downhill or Deli or Kyrie, and then if the big went up for an attempt, you would get offensive rebounds. You were there for a late dip off.
And then also drag action is really transition action, right? It's very easy. You don't have to call a play. If you're in a flow, this just happens authentically and naturally. So it's quick and easy offense without calling plays.
Well, and one of those things where it's an advantage, like if my guy does help, yes, you do have three. But at this point in time, if you're a three-point shooter, they're closing off to you. So now you either have rip, drive, and now they're dead because then you just have to count on your decision making. Is the big going to come and I have the drop off? Is the guard going to crack back on the big, then I kick it there and rotate?
I have a question for you because I'm in this position a lot as a post. How do you know how long to stay? Because a lot of times you want to hold it and go quick, but when you're playing with someone like Bron, how do you read off of him?
The way I read, especially with Bron, because sometimes he likes to snake. So when I hold it.
Snake like snake, this.
Yes, bring it back, and then go downhill. So what I like to do is, first of all, I like to set a good screen and hold it because I know, especially with LeBron or Kyrie or Deli, if I hold that screen, I'm really setting a good screen because I want the lob, because I want the point.
I'm a smart player.
I want to score. Yes. So if I hold that screen and once the defender clears me and I got him tied up, I'm rim running. And it's me and you down on the rim and Perk's got to make a decision.
Right.
Hopefully he steps up, catch a body.
So that's a play that we've seen kind of regardless of the personnel around LeBron run over and over again. Is there another one, Perk, that you had in mind?
Absolutely it is. And it's simple, right? We're not going to talk about snaking the screens and shooters in the corners. It's spacing, and it's called get the hell out the way. Put the ball in Bron's hands at the top of the key. Freeze it.
No, I'm not sure it works like that.
This is what it is. End of the half. You know what I'm saying? Get the isolation. Get the court spread. You got K-Love in the corner.
You got a suit.
Hold on, Malika. K-Love in the corner. It's easy work. He downhill pulling up for the mid-range shot. We don't even have to space out. You know what was the great thing about that?
What?
It was me.
It was you.
Me in there. Yeah. Me in that suit. We got the clip. Me. In the suit, on the sideline, just
honestly, that was probably the best spot for you.
Here you go.
That was the best spot for you.
Here you go.
But for everybody
relax. This is not your segment. Here it is. So here it is. There you go, right there. Being a great teammate, knowing that I was at the tail end of my career,
left side of the screen.
Yeah. See, look, I'm up off the bench. I'm up off the bench, engaged. That's great.
We're not going to sit here and break down you in a suit, bro. It's a teaching moment
for all the kids around the world to know, man, just be a star in your role.
That's great.
When you're not on the court, be a great team.
I couldn't agree with Perk any more than that. He's doing an outstanding job. But one of the reasons why we had to show that clip is our producer was like, Greg, he's like, is there a need play that you would go to if Bron needed a bucket? And I'm like, he's about to be the all-time leading scorer. Most of the time, we would just get out of his way. Get out of his way in space. So that's why we wanted to give you an example of the pick and roll and an example of us spacing, and that's it.
Move out the way, let LeBron do his thing. Yeah. Well, if you want to see LeBron continue on his quest for the scoring title on Saturday, we have a triple header on ABC and the ESPN app. First, first, it's the Sixers and the Nuggets at 3 Eastern, and then it's the Knicks and the Nets. I'll be on the sidelines for that one. And then it's the Lakers and the Celtics rounding out the day. It all starts with NBA Countdown. Kendrick Perkins is stopping by there at 2:30. More NBA Today coming up after the break.
Why are you hating today, sir?
I'm not hating today. I'm just looking at you in your face, bro.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
I've always said that I wanted to be remembered as a player that didn't waste a moment, didn't waste a day, did everything he could to try to overachieve.
We lost probably the world's greatest Laker, world's greatest basketball player.
We celebrate the kid that came here at 18 years of age, retired at 38, and became probably the best dad that we've seen over the last 3 years.
To watch him grow, the legacy he established when he left, Kobe, will resonate in the city of Los Angeles forever.
No words can describe how I feel about you guys. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. God, I love you guys.
There are certain moments you remember exactly where you were, what you were doing when they happened. And January 26th, 2020, it was one of those. And for me, I was in my New York apartment when the news that Kobe Bryant, his daughter Gianna, and 7 others had died in a helicopter crash. And the world, it felt like for a moment, it stopped. And 3 years later, the basketball community and the world at large are still reeling.
Welcome everyone once again to Philadelphia, an electric atmosphere as the Lakers and the 76ers meet for the first time this season. Will we see history tonight? And there it is. He just became the third leading scorer in NBA history, passing Kobe Bryant.
It's surreal. I'm happy just to be in any conversation with Kobe being Bryant. All-time greatest basketball players to ever play, one of the all-time greatest Lakers. It's just crazy.
When the accident happened, I was driving. I was about to get home. My wife was next to me, and she told me, she started getting those alerts. You know, I said, that's kind of stop joking, you know. That's not funny.
The Los Angeles County Fire Department received a 911 call of a potential helicopter down in a brush fire.
5-time NBA champion, former league MVP, Kobe Bryant died in Los Angeles in a helicopter crash.
There were actually 9 people on the helicopter. There were no survivors of the crash. It was very foggy there. There will be an investigation as to what caused this. We believe it was on its way to a basketball game in the Mamba Academy where his daughter Gigi was playing.
Raw emotion surrounding the death today of Kobe Bryant, such a champion of the cause. With his respect and friendship for women's basketball players.
Everything I do it for him, obviously. Really close friend, and this season's for him.
We're coming back from Philly. Everybody was crying. It was just like something that we didn't believe, something that was shocking to all of us. And Brian was like, man, I just talked to him before we got on this flight.
It's really hard to process that Kobe's gone and with his daughter Gigi, and then to find out how many other people are gone along with him.
And then just the crying starts and goes on and on.
I have to go talk to a team before a game and tell them to play.
To
Today is one of the saddest days in my lifetime. It seems like a bad dream.
Everyone felt close to him in a way. Kobe meant something special to so many people. You saw his impact across the world. You see how he was honored in across all sports. He was just that special.
The NBA and the game of basketball will mourn this loss together. Rest in peace, Mamba.
They are going to let the shot clock run out because of the number 24 to honor Kobe Bryant.
Kobe Bryant. He will start the game wearing uniform number 8.
Wow.
Trey has it at midcourt. He fires and it counts.
You know who that's for.
Today was a tough day to play basketball. We didn't have a lot on our mind besides Kobe. And Gigi and everybody in the accident. We just wanted to go out and play hard, had that Mamba mentality.
Earlier today, the whole wide world lost a hero. And we're literally standing here heartbroken in the house that Kobe Bryant built.
It's something that I don't know if we're ever gonna get over, you know? But the best thing we can do is honor him, continue to have him present.
Our hearts are with the Bryant family and all of the families who lost a father, a mother, a son, a daughter, a friend that horrible day.
NBA Today is presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA.
Sweat.
This dude right here is locked in. Here he goes again.
Dame for a 50 piece. A steady 21 of 29 for the great one. 9 of 15 for 3. 9 of 10 for the line. It all adds up to a 60 for Damian Lillard tonight.
It's the most efficient 60-point game ever, for real. And that's crazy, because I ain't nothing.
Fourth career 60-point game for Dame Lillard, tied Michael Jordan and James Harden for the third most in NBA history. But then also last night, the Nuggets and Bucks game. It was one that a lot of us had circled right on our calendars. It was the only time the back-to-back MVP would be in Milwaukee to visit Giannis Antetokounmpo. But then fans got to the arena, and it was Zeke Nagy who was lined up across from Giannis, not Nikola Jokic. And that's no disrespect to Zeke, right? But it wasn't the matchup that all of us were kind of looking forward to here. And it wasn't just Jokic. Jamal Murray out with knee management. And that was just the latest instance of star players sitting out. It may seem like just one of 82 games, but it means so much more to fans who are filling the arena, hoping to see their favorite players there. And there has been this steady incline, right, of players missing games, star players, over the last couple of years. In the public discourse, it's gotten a lot louder about load management. We've heard from Steve Kerr. We've heard from other folks saying, we empathize, but also, what do you want us to do? There's sort of this push-pull. Do we shorten the season? Richard, I know you have strong thoughts on this.
Well, I don't understand. We want you to do what's been done over the course of the history of the game of basketball. Like, we've sat there, and I was fortunate to come in 2001. And when I tell you that there was one trainer, There wasn't a traveling masseuse. There wasn't game readies. There weren't all of the amenities. You didn't have cold tubs. You didn't have hot tubs. You didn't have all of the amenities. And the only thing that has led, we have now teams that are paying millions of dollars to sports science. And they're like, oh, the game of basketball is tough. Let me tell you why. And for all the people that want to go through and look at numbers, you can look at how many games I played over the course of my career, what my numbers were. Let me tell you about why it was important to me, because that's all I'm going to say. My parents, I didn't come from very much. And for Christmas, my parents got me a ticket to go watch the San Antonio Spurs because David Robinson was my favorite player. One ticket. My dad, who worked security and scrubbed floors and did all this stuff, he dropped me off at the game, gave me $5, and I went in there by myself because my family couldn't afford to come to the game. So they knew that I loved basketball. And I was the youngest of three boys, but that was my thing. So they paid one ticket. And I sat in there. My dad went to a bar and watched the game and then came back and picked me up when the game was over. Mm-hmm. So it's like every day that I stepped on the floor, I remember my father. Yeah. I remember having one ticket and being there and all the families and all the people that were probably just like me. If David Robinson wouldn't have played in that game, like, I get emotional thinking about it because I got to stand next to him in game 6 of the NBA Finals when he was about to go off into the sunset and tell him that he was my favorite player growing up. So I take that responsibility and say, wait, we can't just gloss over this. And I blame the teams. I blame the training staffs because the players in this generation are doing more of what they are told than going out there and leaving it all out on the floor. Because we as NBA fans, not just the fans in that building, you want to sit there and talk about MVP, then go against Giannis. Be tired and go against Giannis. Mm. And I'm not saying that Jokic is notoriously known for playing in all the games, but that's one that as a team, as a franchise, for Jokic, for everyone, you should have looked at and said, we need to manage before or we need to manage afterwards. You're going to go against one of the best players in this league, and that's the way it should be looked at.
Today is a day that we think about and we honor Kobe Bryant. And one of the famous thoughts that he had about the game is when Vanessa has shared this story, when he was thinking about, oh, should I play? Shouldn't I play? Am I hurting right now? He would think about the kid who's in the top of the arena who paid just to see him play one time, Tristan.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think the league's got to clean it up. I think if we're going to do load management games, it's got to be home games because those are 41 games that fans get to see you. You can't do it on a road game because I remember my dad buying, you know, $10 tickets at the Air Canada Center, now Scotiabank Theater, now to go, you know, go watch the Raptors play and watch the Wizards play. And, you know, Michael Jordan was playing. So if Michael Jordan was playing that game, I'm heartbroken. So You got to make sure on the road, you got to play those games.
How many games in a row did you play, Tristan? How many years before you missed a game? Because I remember this.
Iron Man Street, 5 years.
Five years without missing a game.
I was hurt. You're ankle not hurt. Well, fingers, right. Everything. But I said, you know what?
5 straight years without missing a game.
All I'm saying is in 2017, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver sent out a memo calling this a significant issue.
Yeah.
And still, it is a significant issue. All right. Let's head to the big board. We got one more piece of business to take care of for the day. It is time for DraftKings Sportsbook predictions.
Let's get it.
We got our mermaid, Miss Shanae Agumake, back.
Oh,
let's all get up here and go.
Look, we talk about MVPs all the time. The MVP of my life is here, so I have to bring her out here.
Join us. All right.
My big
Celtics hosting the Knicks tonight. Big Perk, do you think Jason Tatum scores 31 or more points?
He will score 31 or more. He's on a tear right now.
Heck yeah,
Jaylen Brown is out. Marcus Smart is out.
Where's the Little Mermaid thing?
All right, then we're going to the West, the Mavs, under Phoenix. Richard, Luka Doncic combines for more than 54 points, rebounds, assists.
I'm going to say yes. He's
okay.
Combined for more.
Jhené, finish it out in L.A. Clippers, Spurs, Kawhi Leonard, Paul George combined for 51 or more points.
They will, yes.
They will, yes. NECA Agumake
MVP.
Joining us right here.
WNBA
the
champion,
MVP.
My sister, my
day not really mic'd up.
Most importantly, my life stylist.
Oh.
Perks, my life stylist.
In the right. We'll be family over here. We'll let the sisters have a moment over there. NFL Live is coming up next. Enjoy tonight's Rivals games, and we will see you tomorrow.